Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1, the first four verses. Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by God's will, to the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus who are at Ephesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he has chosen us and before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. Thus far. Ephesians, it's a very epistle to teach a lot of about the God reveals his mind. He could have just come and just reveal his mind, but I doubt anyone could understand what is the mind of God. Or can God could even just come and present his glory in one time, but he chose not, because our mind is too little to understand the glories of God. So he chose in diverse manners, as the Hebrew says, to display his glories, and different glories in different manners that he displayed using different prophets. Everyone brought a different glory to him. And that's what, so actually God got more glory to himself than just drop his glory and for us to see it. The same is here. God chose with Ephesians and the epistles to reveal his mind, but in separate pieces. So, and every piece will give a different glory to God. Ephesians take us to a high ground, very high ground. Epistle of the Ephesians, it's one of the epistles they were wrote in prison time in Rome with Apostle Paul. There were four of them. It's Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. Today we will have some, we're going to talk about how Ephesians is different and how Ephesians is connected to other epistles like Romans, Hebrews. What the Apostle Paul mind, and why did he could in Ephesians, he could reveal the mind of Christ. Why he couldn't do it in Corinthians, why he couldn't do it in Galatians, but in Ephesians he could have a mysteries that they were revealed to the saints there. There's a reason behind it. In the epistles to in the prisons, all circumstances they worked against Paul. Paul was in prison, circumstances against him to glorify God. But Paul being Paul, he had the object, the Lord Jesus, in his view. He could, from the prison, write four beautiful epistles and they can bring so much glory to God. The Lord himself, all circumstances around him were already ripe for him to dishonor God, but he had God, his Father, the object, his will to be done, and he had the joy on the cross. Not only God, he had a joy that he needs to have a company of people that he laid his life to. It was a joyful thing, or it was sorrowful, but also he knew what's going to come in the future. It rejoiced inside. In Philippians and Philemon, Apostle Paul talks about the affections, the emotions, and kind of a code of ethics of the believer in this world. In Ephesians and Colossians, we talk about the mysteries. In Ephesians, it's we are the body of Christ. He are his body. And in Colossians, he talks about the head. What connects the head with the body? The Holy Spirit. 12 times it's mentioned in Ephesians, the Holy Spirit. One time it is in Colossians. Why? Because that's what connects us to that. To the head is the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul in Ephesians, he could reveal the mind of God. In Corinthians, he couldn't. Their state could not allow him to reveal what is the mind of God. If we go and we talk about Romans, I said it probably in a different message, that God took man and he viewed him from every single angle. He said, let's see man. So he put the man in front of him. He said, from this angle. He said, when they knew God, they did not glorify God. They did not think of God. The idolatry came in. Then he took the man and he viewed him from the philosophic man. And the man under the law come to one conclusion. They all fell down short of the glory of God. Man fell. All kind of men, they all came under judgment and they came with one conclusion. They failed to be in the standards of God. However, it is in Ephesians, we don't have it. We have saints who live in harmony, who saints are have the love in between them. That's Apostle Paul talked to them, that I saw the faith that you have in Christ Jesus and the love that is in between you, that's the circumstances where they could know what the mysteries of God to be revealed to them. However, they did not stay a long time with this. We know from Timothy, that's 1 Timothy, that there were slightly there start some wrong teaching to come in. And Paul say they were, it's not against God, but it's against the teaching of Paul. That's how it started. So they still say God, God, but the teaching that Paul is bringing, which is a true teaching, is wrong. But they still claim God. Somehow, there's a lot of churches like this. Are God, God, but they don't go with the scriptures. Then in 2 Timothy 2, we have more is against God himself. And Pastor Paul say that they should not go further on with this teaching. He was warning Timothy. And from Timothy, we know that from Acts, we know that Timothy was left in Ephesus, and these letters, they were written for him. So this is the condition of it. And finally, in Revelation 2, we know that God told them that you, I have something against you, that you have left your first love. So I'm saying this because in Mawa, we are saints who live in harmony. Beautiful, and you can see the love. And we, when you live in harmony and love, that's where the danger of Satan to come in. So let's be watchful and pray, as we always do, and we keep the harmony and love, and do not let Satan have a door. Ephesians, they let him have a door, and they went down for a bit. Lest we, when God looks at us, we see, I have nothing against you. That's it. And so I'm very encouraged to be in Mawa, because we are really, you can feel the love. Some different thoughts, different opinions, but the harmony and the love, how we get together, is beautiful, and let's keep it. And that all has to be done with learning and the word of God and teaching it in the right way. So for young believers, when an older brother come here and he teaches, go search the scriptures after him. Go, and not everything that been said here has to be taken for granted. Go search it and learn it, and well, get a better results also for yourself. And for the older brother, and also Apostle Paul in Acts said, take heed of the flock. So, also to teach the word and to encourage us more. Ephesians is it has two parts. The first three chapters talks about the privilege and the blessing that we have in Christ. The other three chapters talks about our responsibilities. When he says a grace to the saints, this is our privilege, our blessings. He brings to us, and then to the faithful. So we are saints, we have blessing, and we have a privilege, and we have to be faithful, have to walk in them faithfully. Open with me Acts 20. There's another illustration of this division, what Paul says to it. Verse 27, Acts 20, verse 27 and 28. Says, for I have not shrunk from announcing you the counsel of God. This is what he says to the saints. The first three chapters of Ephesians are the counsels of God, and then they are the responsibility of it. 28 says, take heed therefore to yourself and to all the flock wherein the Holy Spirit has set you as overseers to shepherd the assembly of God, and so on. So we take the privilege, the blessing, and also we have a responsibility that we have to be faithful to it. That's what Apostle Paul is saying here. So this is how is the division of Ephesians speak of. Then in Ephesians he says, he could feel the liberty to say apostle of Jesus Christ by God's will. In Corinthians he mentions himself apostle with kind of a because they questioned him and his apostleship. He mentioned himself as a brother first, because they questioned him. But when the occasion comes and he has to fix or to teach a wrong thing, he will present himself with a powerful claim, apostle of God. Here he doesn't have to do it. In Galatians, he had to have also a higher rank to take the stand, because he had to fix their wrong teaching there. In Romans, he says, I'm a servant. Why you say a servant in Romans? Because the Romans, they needed to have they were saints who called from God, and he's an apostle called from God, and for him to serve them, he must call him a servant to serve the apostle of God, because they were arrogant and they were ignorant and they were think about their how good they are with some gifts, and he had to tell, well, you're good, but for you to serve God, you must be a servant of God. But here, he just want to say the function of him. I'm an apostle, and I was by God's will. God's will for you since eternity is a blessing, and I came from there. And this, whoever appoint me, God, the same will of God to me, for me to be appointed apostle, the same will for him also to give you a blessing. Apostle who takes the mind of God, and he presented to the saints, and the mind of God for you is a blessing. He mentions also, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is mentioned in two titles. He's the God and Father. Mm-hmm. Go tell a Jewish person your father, God. He will never understand it. But for us, he is God. He is Jehovah the Almighty. He is the one since eternity. This is the God, and he is our Father. Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus told Mary, I ascend to, he said that to my Father, your Father, my God and your God. He mentions Father first. Go tell them. So it couldn't be done without the Lord going to the cross. It couldn't be done that we can call him the God who is the source of the grace, the source of everything moves. We couldn't call him Father unless the Lord has to go to the cross and he has to die there. And in his death, he took every sin, that everything that is will condemn me to go and approach God. It was condemned. He took that sin. He condemned it. He went to the cross. He took my place. And we just sang, bearing shame and scoffing rude. In my place, he stood, condemned, he stood. Sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a savior. This is what the Lord has done. For him to go, to say, go, I ascend to my Father, your Father. In his death, he took all condemnation. In his resurrection, he could come and say, he is your Father. He is my Father, but he is your Father. Because the life that you have in me, it how you have it in you. Mm-hmm. I can go to God and tell them, you can go to God and approach him and say, my Father, the same way that I approach him. All that has to be done on the cross. And without it, we couldn't approach God. It's not just that we know God and Father, but we have also the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's our God and Father, and then we have the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, he stood also in two folds in front of God. He is the Son of God as a divine person since eternity. And also in Luke 1, we know that when the angel said to Mary, the Holy One that you shall bear shall be called the Son of God. So Luke talks about the incarnation, about him as a humanity of Christ. Also as the Son of God, he stood a holy person. So we have him as not as someone that we don't know. We have him as the Son of God, as in that human. We know him, and that's how we are connected to God. And we are in Hebrews, in Romans, we say that we are co-heirs of Christ, and he is the one that's joined us all together, and he is the one that we are blessed with. So it's a spiritual blessing. So whatever God will bless his Son and will give him the honor and glory, we shall receive the same blessing. Yes, we're not gonna sit in the right hand of God, but we might sit in the throne of God by him. That's the right hand of God, that's for the Lord Jesus. Even David and Moses, they will not sit there, but we will come as a church. We will come with him, and we will sit down by him. And that is our blessing. Whatever God saw in the Lord Jesus, he had the Lord Jesus in view. Not what I want to say that he examined him, but he looked at the Lord from every single angle. The one that who could satisfy the heart of God, the one who could fill in all affections of God, the one that could really understand and fathom the word of my Father and understand the depth of my God, and when he was forsaken, he could understand all this. This one that God has in object. And God, through him, he said, you know what? I have blessing for this people. This blessing is eternal. It's not something that God just thought about it. He has eternal thoughts that have to be fulfilled through the Lord Jesus. And how much God loves him, he can give us blessing with him. Spiritual blessing. Not talking about we having a BMW outside or having a huge houses. Talk about that you're going to be joint heirs with him. That you're going to be ruling with him. That you're going to be with him singing all time. That you have eternal life. Mm. Eternal life is not that I will not die. That's part of it, but that's not what I'm aiming. I'm not aiming to go to heaven because, oh, you know what? I'm just going to live forever. I'm not going to die. No, eternal life is when we start our praises and we live for Christ and we live for him and we worship him. We started from here, actually. So that is the eternal life that we are talking about. Eventually, the Romans, they did not get it in the beginning. They, again, they did not honor God, but then he speaks about the redemption, the work of redemption, and then he says there's no Jew or Gentile, and we all together, we work together for the eternal life that we are living it. I'm not going to go through chosen and predestinated, and this probably will be with a different ministry. But I'm here to tell you that whatever you go through life, whatever you have in your life, you know that you have. You're blessed. You're blessed spiritually. Yeah, you might not see it now. The Israelite or the Jewish, they had blessing. It was a sphere of it. It was the covenant with the fathers, and always God mentioned, "I am the father of Jacob. I am the father of Abraham." That's the sphere of their blessing. It was earthly. They had to go to Israel. This is the land where they will end up. It's all earthly. They had no absolute understanding what is spiritual blessing. But for us, our sphere is the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever God saw in him and sees in him, whatever God gonna bless you and me in a day to come. And we have it now. It is a very amazing that I can go walk the street and I have a blessing. I can approach my father anytime and tell him, "My father, help me." No one understand it. I asked a Muslim guy one time, I pray 5 times. What if your child got sick? You pray the 5 times. How are we going to pray the 6th time? Well, you're not supposed to. He's like, "I know, I just go pray the next day, another 5 times. He doesn't, they don't have it. We don't pray 5 times. We might pray once a week, once a day. However, but you have always access to God and say, "My Father." Mm. You know him. The Jewish, they were always under him, under the Messiah. Under the ruling Jehovah, we under him, we walk under, but we don't have under him. We are with him. He is the head, and through the Spirit, let us know, reveals what is God's mind, and we know about it. And as the Holy Spirit connects us, make the connection that we, through faith in the death and the resurrection of the Lord, that we can be called members of the body of Christ. We can also, the Holy Spirit, beside in Hebrews, well, it will take our shortness, I forgot the verse, that we intercedes for us in our praise. It is another function for the Holy Spirit that also, it will give us the conscience of who we are as sons of God, that we live for him. It will give you the conscience when you do something. It will give you the conscience that I am, I belong to him. I am him. This is the Holy Spirit. In Hebrews, Pastor talks about the different offices that the Lord Jesus fulfilled. In Ephesians, the Holy Spirit talks about the different functions and the different offices the Holy Spirit should fill in our in ourselves. So the purpose is it is we have a church in Ephesians that they started well and they ended with the Lord blaming them. We are well and let's stay well. And the other thing is let's know there's walk in the street. Yeah, we might not be showing so much blessing as earthly blessing, but we thank the Lord for what we have. But let's know that we have blessing with the Lord, and it's a spiritual. That's more important and more encouraging to us than just to see what the blessing in other people has and to desire to have the same. We have something higher. We have the Christ who is the higher than all, and God through him, as much as he loved him, he have him in his object, and he will he bless us now, and we will see it and feel it when we go and we be with him. Mm-hmm.